I have a friend on Facebook who 3 weeks from tomorrow, on December 26th, will post on Facebook that it's only 364 days until Christmas. She does this throughout the year, posting middle of July how many days it is till Christmas. And I know she loves Christmas, but I keep thinking, shouldn't we be paying attention to today and what might happen today and what gifts are available today, instead of always just counting off the number of days until something else? We're bad, I think, in our society about marking time until something else. It's a mindset that's common in our culture. I don't know about you, but I frequently hear people say something like, "I'll be fine," or "I will be happy when," fill in the blank. And the blank usually includes something like, when I get a different job or a better job, when I get rid of this partner, when I get a partner, when I get the house I want or the car I want, or when others start to understand me, I'll be fine when, and I won't be fine until. I think it is the greatest waste in human life, the time wasted waiting until something comes along to change my life. That something is already here. It is the presence of God lived out in human life and human flesh, lived out in the people and experiences already here. Those people and experiences which are themselves priceless, which are themselves the gift we seek. John the Baptist, this fearsome, weird guy that comes to us in the Gospels, shows up and he says, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near." I think that he's saying, at least in part, stop wasting precious moments in which we can now bring God to life. Stop waiting until and turn toward the kingdom of God now. He says, "Prepare the way of the Lord." To me, that means invite God into this day. Not just because it happens to be Sunday, but into the everyday tasks of our lives, into the everyday relationships of our lives. Repent, after all, just means to turn. So we are to turn. The kingdom of God is near. We don't have to wait until it gets here. Lately, I've been reading a wonderful book by Karen Armstrong. And she has in that book a discussion of the law, which actually helps me bring into focus this idea of valuing the moment we have here. She talks about the gift of the law to the Jews. I always used to wonder about scripture passages that spoke of the law as being a gift to the Jews, because it's something restrictive. It doesn't sound like a gift to me. It's like a parent saying, "I'm giving you the gift of a curfew. I'm giving you the gift of not letting you use the car." That doesn't sound like a gift. But Armstrong says this, that Judaism is truly a religion of doing rather than believing. And she says, commandments of the law brought God into the minutiae of daily life, whether one was eating, drinking, cooking, or working. Every time a Jew observed one of the 613 commandments, or mitzvot, he or she was turning toward God, giving daily life a sacred orientation. I never thought of a seemingly restrictive law that has 613, not 10, components as a gift. But it is a gift if it reminds you that this thing that I'm doing right now is from God and of God. So we have John the Baptist coming to us, and he, like the other prophets, especially Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel, have been sent to jolt us out of our complacency, to remind us of the holiness before us, not just the one out there after that day gets here. No more waiting until. The prophets remind us that the kingdom of God is near and we are simply to turn toward it. God in Christ has brought us out of bondage, has given us freedom, but we're a little leery of taking advantage of it. We have what one author calls wilderness hesitancy and resistance. We're not sure we want something different. We'd rather talk about it at arm's length. Change and growth and holiness require discomfort and courage. And I think most of us, myself included, too often say, just keep my religion well separated from the rest of my life, please. We have good intentions of trying to be better and trying to live a holy life, but we get caught up in a world that's unfriendly to this stark but loving nature of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to be like Jesus, but I don't really want to change too much. It's uncomfortable. And it puts too much responsibility on me if I can no longer say, things will be better when I get that change made. Or they won't get better until something happens. If I'm not as good as I could be now, it's because that other thing hasn't happened. Also, in our culture, we are terribly, terribly addicted to drama, to entertainment and distraction, to blaming our unhappiness on something that has happened or failed to happen. We fail to appreciate what we do have, especially time with the people we love. We keep wanting to hit the fast forward button and say, I will be happy when. Or things won't be right until. What if we claimed happiness now? If we at least in some minor sense could realign our priorities with God's priorities, which would mean treasuring the people and experiences we enjoy this day. No more wait until. No more blaming. No more drama. Lord, Facebook will dry up. Ellen Davis, who is a scripture scholar, says, silence is the friend who challenges us to be healed when we simply want to be soothed. The healing is here. The kingdom of God is near. No need to wait until. We need only turn if we want joy and healing in our lives. And repentance, this word that we throw around a lot this time of year, is not supposed to be about just our guilt over sins, but about God's power to transform us into Christ's image when we do turn towards God, to teach us to be with one another in the here and now as Jesus was profoundly present to the people he encountered. We don't have to count the days. The Messiah is here. And yet we waste these days together. So I believe John the Baptist's repent means stop wasting the precious time you have with one another. This Advent season is a time in which we rehearse the way of life that can come to us now if we accept Jesus fully, if we try to be moral and just and loving and compassionate persons now. It rehearses us in the way of life that grows out of the presence of Jesus. The kingdom of God is indeed at hand. So how can we acknowledge the kingdom that is near and repent and turn toward that presence, that kingdom, that sacred orientation? Do we have to wait another 364 days for Christmas to come every year? Do we have to just count away the days we have now? I think about this time of the season, and I think about, mostly in a selfish way, how I won't go near Lake Lodi because everybody's out there shopping. And it's with great intentions to honor the people that they love with a gift. But you know what? Time spent together is more precious. Maybe spend less time shopping for a person and more time being with the person. We can acknowledge the kingdom of God now by valuing persons instead of constantly arguing with them. We can honor the Spirit of Christ now if we would just watch and appreciate children and their openness. We can honor the presence of God now if we would stop looking for reasons to be offended. We could do it by offering gifts to people who don't have the abundance that we have. And this is the one that's most challenging to me. We could explore the potential for growth in ourselves by trying something new or different, or challenging or uncertain or uncomfortable. Even more joy might await us if we explore the potential instead of just being complacent with what we have now. And so John the Baptist and the Advent season remind us that repentance is not about moral unworthiness, but about God's desire to realign us with Jesus' way. To bring the holy to us now. To bring peace on earth now. To bring us near to God now. And to change from a secular orientation to a sacred one now. No more waiting until that blank is filled in. No more counting the number of days until Christmas. Jesus is here now. The kingdom of God is near now.